Just cover for me for a couple of minutes, okay?
Yes. I'm Joanne Barton, and my co-host, John Riccio, will be joining us shortly. Tonight, we have a fantastic show for you tonight. We have the fabulous singer, actress, Carol DeMoss, and the great actor, singer, and inventor that you probably had no idea, Mr. Anson Williams from Happy Days. So before we start the show, I'd like to just say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kintmersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and More in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, and I am extremely proud to say that we are going to welcome to our family Take a Break from Cancer.org. It is the For Pete's Sake Cancer Respite Foundation. These folks are fabulous. What they do is almost like make a wish. However, they're giving the families who have cancer a respite, a break from having cancer and going through what they just went through. For those of you who know me personally, know that I recently went through a cancer situation in my family, and we just went through that for the last year. And thankfully, I am blessed, we are blessed that For Pete's Sake is there. They have taken us to this fabulous resort in Pennsylvania, the Woodlock Resort. It is beautiful, and not once have we thought about cancer. Not once have we thought about what we've been through. We have just been relaxing and enjoying ourselves and have met some fantastic people who are also here with the same situation. Their families also went through cancer as well and are still going through the cancer fight. And you know, when someone in your family has cancer, not just you has the cancer, the whole family gets it because we're all fighting it together. So thank God everything is well on my end. I'm knocking on wood for those who can't see me. And I pray for all you guys out there who do and are fighting with cancer. And please, we'll talk more about the For Pete's Sake Cancer Respite Foundation, Take a Break from Cancer.org. But we are proud, extremely proud, and happy to have them join us as a member of the family and a new sponsor. So I believe on the phone we have Miss Carol DeMoss. Are you there?
Yes, you do. It's pronounced DeMoss.
Oh,
although
Carol,
DeMoss, DeMoss is how it turns out to be for many people, but it's DeMoss. And I thank
you
for having me. Sorry about the cancer in your family, and you sound like the kind of person who is just the right person to have in a family with troubles like that, because you are a supportive and strong person.
Yes.
So that's great.
Well, you have to be. You have to be, you know.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. I mean, like I said, you know, when somebody in the family gets cancer, you all do, because it's a battle for everybody. It's not just for the person who has the cancer. It's a fight, you know, for everyone. And you do have to be strong, and you make it through, and basically you deal with what you have. So in regard in regard to your name, I only know you as Carol because I know you from, of course, the Magic Garden. And I have to tell you, your show had a major impact on me growing up, and I loved it. I loved you and Paula, and I can't wait to find out more about how you got involved in that. I had no idea you were so heavy into Broadway. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I just cannot believe that. But I believe our switchboard is lighting up for people to talk to you. So I don't know if you want to jump into taking some calls or
Since you brought it up, I just thought I would mention that the Magic Garden was being shot while I was doing 8 shows a week as the original Sandy on Broadway. So that was 1972, and that was some year.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea you were the original Sandy. No idea.
Yes.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. Would you have liked to have gotten the actual role in the TV, the movie, or?
Well, show me a Broadway star who has created a role, especially in a successful show on Broadway, who wouldn't want to do the film. And
so
show
true.
Me one who has. It's not commonly done. It happens sometimes. But, you know, also by the time the movie came out, by the time they started getting it together even, I was already somewhat older than Olivia, and that played into it. But she was also an enormous star by then. You know, she really, and she's a lovely person, by the way. I wish her all good things. Speaking of battling cancer, now there's a fighter.
Yeah, she's been going through it too. John, do you want to take a call? I mean,
we have someone that we have Dean on the phone, and he wants to say hello to Carol. Hey, Dean.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dean. Welcome to the show. Carol's on the line.
It's Dean.
Hello, Dean. Hey. This is Carol. How are you?
Hi, Carol. I'm great.
I
just want to thank you so much for the wonderful show. And you know, I actually became a singer-actor myself. I was on Real Housewives of New York City, and I played Elvis Presley.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's no small role.
Really great. No, it was great. And Joanne was nice to have me on the show, and I just wanted to, you know, just to tell you that people like you and, you know, Larger Than Life, I love the Chuckle Patch, and bands like Kiss and things like that, so it made me do what I did. And I just want to thank you for that. It was really great.
I know. Well, Carol, you've had a major impact on a lot of us.
It's one of the things about working in television or in film is that you don't really feel going on out there until it's been going for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
If you do something on stage, your audience is there. It only happens that way, that one time. That's the magic of it. And you know how they feel because there they are.
Yeah,
but when you're doing something in a studio and you shoot it and it goes out there, you don't know where it's going. You don't know what kind of an effect it's having on people, if any. And to find out now, you know, the Magic Garden went on the air almost 50 years ago, 48 years ago. And so it ran, you know, until 1984, the middle of 1984, that summer. So it ran a long time, and it reached so many people, even though it wasn't a nationally seen program, mostly because it was in the Northeast primarily, which is a very heavily populated part of the country.
Sure.
Right,
it was seen by so many people over those 12 years, and now they're still in our lives, and the Magic Garden is still in their hearts. And Paula and I never imagined this.
Yeah,
right.
So thank you.
And it was such a low.
I want to ask one other thing. Do you still sing actively in New York? Do you still do shows?
Yes, although nobody's doing any at the moment. This is a very difficult time for us all.
Yes, I
sing in cabaret. I sing in concerts. And last year, just to see how they would work out, my husband and I did 8 house concerts here in our home with Paula as a special guest. And I sang also with Sarah Rice, who was the original Joanna in Sweeney Todd. And we had both done the Fantastics. We had played Louisa and the Fantastics at the Sullivan Street Playhouse back in its original days. And we wanted to do a tribute to Jones and Schmidt, who wrote that. And we finally got around to it after all these years. And
that's great.
And it was a success. And we had some good interest in the possibility of going on with it. And now everything has stopped. So,
hey, when things come around, who knows? You know, maybe
right.
we could even do an Elvis and Carol show. It would be great.
Hey, Dino, stick around after the show. After you hang up, we're going to play a new song that Carol has out. She did a wonderful rendition. She did a wonderful rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water. I love it. I mean, it is beautiful. You got to hear it. We're going to play it later on. But thank you so much for calling, Dino. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
sure.
Dino.
Thanks for calling. It was nice talking to you.
Well, Carol,
hey,
what I
Joanne.
To say was,
Joanne,
yes,
before we go,
yes.
we have another person who really wants to talk to Carol, a fellow named Richard.
Absolutely.
Richard, you're on the air.
I have to get this off my chest. She's been doing my act for years.
I thought you had a class.
I flunked out of the class. I left the class so that I could say hello.
Oh, Richard, you can say hello anytime. You know that.
I know. I want to tell you all, you don't know this. I mean, there's so much about Carol that you don't know. In addition to being a phenomenal actress, singer, friend, person, she has her own magic garden. She has one of the most beautiful gardens that I have ever seen in my life. And unfortunately, you know, all these events that we were supposed to do this summer, we haven't been able to do.
Right. I was out there working in it all day today.
How's the bamboo?
Wow.
You don't want to see me right now.
Carol is always gorgeous. Always.
Oh.
I'm not
going to
take up any
nice
more
you,
time.
Richard.
I just wanted to say I love you. Carol Demas truly is one of the nicest people in this business, and I am honored and thrilled that I call her friend.
Well, I'm honored to have you as a friend, too, Richard, and speaking of people who support other people, Richard Schubert is at the top of that list.
I love you both, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay,
Richard,
thanks for calling.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Take care.
Richard's great. He's great. I know. Don't you just love him? Oh, my
God. Do you
goodness.
Know what he did for me? You know what that...
Oh, God.
He and Sue Matsuki, because we had planned months and months ago to do a celebration at the Laurie Beachman Theater at the end of May to celebrate two birthdays, mine and Bobby Horowitz, who is a real cheerleader for the people in the cabaret world and writes wonderful funny songs and as a great performer in her own right. And we were both turning 80. We both turned 80 at the last week in May. And she and I shared a birthday thing, which we were supposed to do, and we were going to sing, and friends were going to sing, and none of it happened. And Richard and Sue Matsuki made it happen, streaming live.
I saw it.
And that was quite an experience, to put it mildly.
It was almost like this is your life. I saw it. It was really cool. I enjoyed it. It was very nice.
That's a hard thing to organize.
Yes, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. I intend to be 80 all year, so thank you.
Well, I was saying before when Dean called, I mean, the magic of the show, no pun intended, I mean, the show, The Magic Garden, it was very low budget, but yet it was so influential with so many kids, and it blew up. It's still to this day. I mean, people are grateful that it was on, and they don't forget it. I mean, nobody forgets it. No one.
There's a book I should tell you about that just came out, and there was a very wonderful review of it in the New York Times Book Review this past Sunday. It's called Sunny Days. It was written by David Kamp. His last name is spelled with a K, K-A-M-P.
Mm-hmm.
He worked on this book for years. It's the most amazing examination, which makes it sound terribly dry, but it isn't. But it's just very, very thorough, talking about the early days of children's television back in the days of Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers and yes. all of the things that children got out of those shows and how much they meant and how much of a foundation they were for children's television as it grew. And we are very grateful, Paula and I, that we had some nice coverage in it, even though we were not a national show, because David grew up with our show. And he blessed us with in his book in the nicest way, and we appreciate it very much. Anyone who's very interested in the history of children's television and how it evolved would really, it would pay to own that book, to read it. It's fabulously done. So there's a plug for David. I didn't tell him I was doing this, but I didn't even know him. I mean, he was a fan, and he turned up as people do. And we were very grateful.
Nice. Now you said you were doing the role of Sandy at the time of the show. So now you were I guess auditioned obviously for the show, or they handpicked you and Paula, and you and both Paula and you worked together prior to doing Magic Garden. Is that correct?
Yes. With the way it happened was, well, first of all, we met when we were 14 years old in high school.
Wow. I didn't
and
know that.
So we've been friends for, where's my math, 66 years?
Wow.
Something like that?
Wow.
Yes. And then we ended up teaching together, a lot of years there. We ended up teaching kindergarten together in the public school system in Brooklyn at PS 7 under the Brooklyn Bridge in a horrid, horrible neighborhood with 50 kids and no... And just the two of us. It was a double enrollment space. And that's really where the Magic Garden was born. 10 years later, it grew. But it really it began to happen there. And I got a call sometime in 1971 from my agent who said, WPIX wants to do a new children's show, and they're looking for someone to host the show. And they want someone with experience with children and experience in television, which I had at that time. So, and they're very interested in seeing you. Okay, so I go down there to see them, and I find out that what they want to do is take all these old cartoons out of the vault there, which they had a big collection of. You know, they ran a lot of kid stuff in those days,
right.
And they wanted me to host this thing, and I thought, you know, if they want to do something really special, I don't know why they're doing it this way. And I thought I'm probably talking myself out of a job. But I thought about Paula, and I thought about, you know, with the fact that we had been teachers together, and then we worked for the New York Shakespeare Festival and sang together before a lot of the performances at the Delacorte. And we dragged our brothers into it, and we had a quartet. We didn't have to drag them very hard. They were pretty excited to do it. And so we had done a lot of singing together. Paula had a folk singing career and a teaching career at that time. And I said to them, I have this friend. And if you would like to consider the idea of using us as a team, I think we could do something really special for you. And I thought, why am I doing this? You know, but I couldn't help myself because I really wanted to work with her. She didn't have any television experience yet at that point, but she certainly was a performer, and she played the guitar, and our voices were very good together.
Right.
And so I said, you'd be surprised. She's a natural. I know she can do this. So they asked us to please come and put an audition together and do it for them. Well, we did, and then we didn't hear anything. And we thought, that's the end of that. But apparently they suddenly went in a whole new direction because we inspired them to, and they were looking at other people. And then they came back to us, and they said, nobody has your chemistry. Nobody can do what the two of you do. Okay, let's do this. And so that's how it started.
Wow. Well, that's what made the show so good, because the two of you were you know, it was authentic. I mean, the both of you were teachers, and it came across to the kids, and you were authentically friends, and you were on the show. So, I mean, there you go. The magic, there's your magic.
And I was,
hey,
I was working on Broadway, and Paula had just had her first child. So it wasn't the most opportune time to be starting a new thing like this. But that's the way it works in this business. It's feast or famine, I think.
Right.
Yes.
Take it.
Carol, can I
it.
Ask you a question?
Yes.
At that time, WPIX, I think they had, like you mentioned, they had a host and they would show like Popeye cartoons or something like that. How much freedom did they give you to bring your own ideas to the show with the songs and everything? Were they very receptive to you basically doing what you were doing to change that to get away from the cartoons and to make it more personable to the children?
Oh, absolutely. They had a writer on staff, and they hired an additional writer who happened to have some experience in children's television, and he was actually with my agent, so I'm sure my agent was happy about this. And but Paula and I were welcome to bring as much to this as we wanted, and boy, did we ever.
Right.
I mean, and of course we
That's
were
great.
Idiots and didn't claim credit for anything. We were so happy to be doing it. We gave them lists of songs that we knew we could sing with just the two of us and a guitar live. You know, there were no fast cuts in this show. There was no,
right.
you know, everything, nothing was cobbled together being done at different times. It was shot in sequence, and it was, you know, it was live from the minute we started. We would have sections. You have 5 minutes to do this. You have 3 minutes to discuss that. Here's a little thing you're going to do with Sherlock, and here's a puppy, and here's, you know, so we would get there. I had done 5 shows over the weekend, and Monday was my only day to shoot this. So I would stagger in there on Monday mornings early,
wow.
and we had an outline, and that was what we had, except for anything that was cued very closely, so we had to have an exact line for it, and the dialogue was ours.
Wow!
Because it came quite naturally from us,
right.
and they would sometimes have live animals present, and we hadn't met them, and they hadn't met us, so we were both very good with animals, thankfully, but we never knew what would happen. We were bitten a few times, but we didn't make a fuss about it. It was the most extraordinary thing because it was like a visit. You know, kids sat down and had a visit with us.
Right.
And it was sort of like a visit with the two of us, too, because we weren't always sure what was going to happen next. And I hope that answers your question. It isn't like there weren't ideas on the page, and it wasn't like there wasn't some sort of theme. For almost every show, it's usually some jam up that Sherlock got himself into or something. And
right,
we had the most wonderful puppeteer, Carrie Ann Teeby, who created Sherlock, and he did both Sherlock and Flapper, one on each arm, and he did their voices as well.
Wow.
An extraordinarily talented man.
We still do live work with him.
We still work together.
Really? Wow.
Uh-huh.
And did you and Paula write most of the songs that you guys sang on the show?
Almost none of them. A lot of them were PD songs. We sang everything from Chaucer to current pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, Pix had a blanket license. So we could sing just about anything. We sang songs from Broadway. We sang things from, like, the Great American Songbook. We sang folk songs and all of the classic children's songs that, you know, we have an album of them, and that has a few new things on it that were written by people we knew. But for the most part, we gave them a list, and they put them where they wanted to put them.
Right.
I wrote one song, and that was it. And the theme songs were written by 3 different people. And none of them are living.
Wow. Well,
oh, well, actually, the son of Alton Alexander was the person who wrote the Magic Garden song, or at least he was originally credited with it. We wrote a section of it, which we were not credited with. But again, that's how it goes. and his son is a lovely man, and we have a good relationship with him. So that's all to the good.
Can you guys still get together and do some events for the kids, or no, that's long gone?
Well, it isn't long gone, except it's just not happening at the moment.
We do fewer
than we used to do, but we will go to a place like the Emmelin Theater here in Westchester County, or out in Bayshore at Bolton Center, places like that. We performed on Long Island in a number of places, and we actually were inducted into the Long Island Music Hall of Fame. Because we were born in Brooklyn, and they count it since it's attached to Long Island. So we just did a thing for them. They did a salute to first responders and healthcare workers, and we just did a piece on it. You know, it was really nice to be a part of it. It's a great organization, but we do live performances, and we do something else that we've started doing in the last couple of years, which is about us and our journey and some of the things that I'm talking with you about today. The last time we did it at a really nice place up in Yorktown called The Winery, and it was the first time that we have done a show for a room full of fans who've been drinking for an hour. It was very different.
You know what I'm saying? The more you drink, the better I sound. So, you know,
well,
keep drinking.
they all sounded good to us. They were singing along. The place was packed. But we do live family concerts, too, and we often have Sherlock with us. We do a few of them a year. And we started doing autograph shows, which we said we would never do because we've always given away our autographs.
Right.
But we could use the dollars, and we were convinced that people who come to those things collect autographs. They buy a ticket.
Yeah.
They come prepared to buy them. That's what they want. And we met so many people the last time we did one. It went on for 3 days, and the line sort of never stopped. It was
Chiller, right?
Fascinating.
Chiller
started
popular.
As sci-fi and horror films, but it covers all kinds of genres now.
It's changed dramatically over the last 30 years, that's for sure, yeah. But now when you were doing Grease, who were you starring in with that in the play? Anybody that
Barry Boswick
the movie
was the original Danny.
Oh, no kidding. How's that? Oh.
Now there's a hunk of a person. Barry was 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big guy.
You have to shine to share a stage with Barry Boswick.
He's a big guy.
He really, really, he was wonderful in the role. He's one of the most inventive actors I've ever worked with.
You've been in a lot of amazing plays. I mean, not just Grease. I mean, you've been in, oh my God, the list is The Baker's Wife. I mean, Shakespeare, all these Shakespeare plays. I've got my list here. I'm sorry. I'm not at my usual studio, so I don't have everything in front of me. I apologize.
Well, you're not expected to have that. That's supposed to be my job, and I don't have it either.
Or Stewart's. Now, you guys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well?
Oh, the Long Island Hall of Fame was the one I was talking about with Paula. The Grease, I have been told, and I've never followed up on this, that the original cast, the original Broadway cast of Grease, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that, you know, the Grease album is part of that. So,
oh, yes, that is true. That
so
is true.
Maybe
yes,
what you just
yes,
said
yes.
is true.
Yes, because we had Barry Pearl on the show, and yes, he confirmed that for us. Yeah, Barry Pearl.
Did he tell
Pearl
you what he
movie.
Just helped to organize?
Oh, God, we had him on a couple of months ago. I don't know. What is he working on now?
Oh, he sent out this email to everybody on his list, and he keeps good email lists compared to some people like me. He's very, very good at it. And he was in touch with a person in the UK who was assembling this, one of these things with a gazillion people in it all singing from different places that have become quite a thing on the internet right now.
It was for
the original Broadway cast, the original first national tour, the film, and Australian productions and UK productions. I think there are something like 95 people singing We Go Together from Greece on this thing.
Oh, that must have been cool. Wow.
And it hasn't, it's not, I think it's still in pieces. We had to have all our stuff in, you know, sent to the wherever it's being put together a week ago.
Oh, you
so
did it too? You took part? You took part in it too?
I did, yes.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And, you know, doing these things, it looks easy enough. It's not.
Right.
It really isn't. You have the track in your ear, and you're singing to it on video, you know, on your phone or however you work it out. And you send it in, and they have to put all of those pieces together. I imagine we'll all look like postage stamps on this thing, because I don't know how you put that many people's faces on the screen at one time. I guess they may alternate it. We really don't know how it's going to turn out. So you just have to kind of take the plunge and hope you don't look at it and go, oh, God, why did I do that? But I don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, they've been wonderful about trying to help everybody through it and get what they needed. So
yeah.
I do hope that it...
I actually saw one, the Hairspray crew did, they did Good Morning Baltimore, and it was a lot of people. Like you said, they look like stamps, but but it sounded phenomenal. Oh, it sounded phenomenal. So that it was cool. So that's going to be great when that comes out. I can't wait to see it.
I can't either.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah.
It should be. It's just amazing that, you know, people can do this now. People are always asking my husband, how can we make the quality better? Because, you know, the video that you can get from an iPhone, let's say, is really surprising. It's really better than I ever imagined it could be. But the sound is another story.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think we may have another caller, Johnny, do we?
Let me check and see.
I do
want to
say that it's a person named Toby Hinson King, who's doing this thing in the UK. I really should credit him. Anyway, yes, a call?
Yes, a call. You're on the air. What's your question for Carol? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
They dropped.
Oh, somebody shy.
Yeah, you scared them, Carol. Sorry.
I know, I'm really scary.
Oh, stop. My goodness. So I have to ask you, do you have any children?
No, I do not.
I was wondering how they
Stuart and I have been married for 38 years, but we got kind of a late start. And
I was curious to know how your kids reacted to the Magic Garden.
Well, you know, Paula's children were all teenagers when there were three, two girls and a boy. And her youngest, her son is a doctor, wonderful. His name is Greg, and her daughters are Victoria and Monica. And they're sort of like children to me. And when Stuart and I were trying to have a family, and Paula had three teenagers, she offered to give them to me.
I'm sure gladly, too, right? Here you go. Here you go.
There have been a lot of children in my life, and I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, I have nieces and nephews.
I'm one of your children. So, I mean, and all the kids who watched your show are one of your children. I mean, you made our childhood. I mean, like I said, the show, it was very low budget from today's standards, right?
Yes.
And the fact that we were still mesmerized by it, and we could sit and watch it and enjoy it. We danced, we sang, and we knew the songs, and we just loved it. And there was no flair about it, no fanfare, and it was fabulous, you know. And it's such a great show. It was such a great show.
Well, thank you, and we're we're just so appreciative that it's so well remembered. And, you know, we have a DVD collection of 10 of our favorites that's out there, and people buy it, and they say they bought it for themselves because they really just wanted to go back there. They never want to leave. But actually, then they say, my kids are so jaded, and, you know, they have
right.
so much media that I don't really know if they would pay any attention. And then they write and they say, I can't tear them away from it, which makes you
right.
think that kids haven't changed as much as you might imagine.
Right. Well, I know you've got this fabulous Broadway career, and you are a fantastic singer. Now, we are going to play a song of yours. You did a rendition of Bridge Over Troubled Water. I love it. And we're going to play that for you. However, is that available on an album, or do you have a new album out right now? I mean, what's
no,
going on?
No, I don't. It is not available on an album. It was just something that I did because it's a song that I've been singing for a lot of my life, and it seemed right now like, and I recorded it a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And when Stuart and I wanted to do something, because everybody was doing stuff to put out there to comfort people or to entertain
right.
them, you know, during this difficult time.
Right.
And we thought about that song, and then I thought about all the pictures that Stuart has taken of our garden while they were coming along. You know, we've been working on them for 30 years. And just we put them together, and we put that out there as a video for friends and family, and the recording is on it, but no, we have not. It is not on an album. I have, you know, albums that are like the Grease original album, and the three albums that Paula and I made are
mm-hmm.
out there. And I was in a show called How to Steal an Election, which is an interesting title when you think about it.
Exactly.
an album was made. You know, there's stuff that's out there, but this is not. So this
Carol,
is sort of
is
limited.
Is it on YouTube?
Yes, it is on YouTube. Yes, it is
okay,
on YouTube.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's why our listeners could watch
I
it.
I have a little collection of stuff on YouTube. So if you
yeah,
go...
Yeah,
oh, very good.
If you go to my website, which is caroldemus.com, you can find your way to my YouTube stuff. And Paula and I have, you know, carolandpaula.com, which is...
Right.
devoted mostly to the Magic Garden, but some other stuff
mm-hmm.
in our lives pops up on that. But I'm grateful
right.
that you're playing this, because I just think it's one of the great pop songs, really.
Well, I love the way you do it. So, John, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Carol Demus singing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
I
clarity. And you know what? You just soothe me so much right now. That was just so soothing.
That's
you know?
What it's supposed to be. Thank you. That's Ian Herman and I. Ian is a friend of 40 years, and we've worked together. He's my musical director, arranger, wonderfully talented man. And of course, it's Paul Simon's song, and he's such a punk.
Right. Yeah, that was, I literally am just sitting here, like, I just feel like a weight was just lifted off of me listening to your version. It's just like, oh, that was amazing.
Thank you.
This was really beautiful.
And John, you should see the video that goes along with it. And
I
want to
see
is that from your garden, Carol, the images?
Yes. I didn't want to appear in it. I just wanted to share the garden, our woods, and the song.
Yeah,
so
beautiful
there it
images.
Is.
Yeah, beautiful images behind it too. My goodness. Well, let's say coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, the Rona, whatever you want to call it, did not happen. Where would Carol Demas be right now?
I might be singing in the city at Don't Tell Mama, or at the Laurie Beachman Theater, or I might be out in a theater elsewhere in the country with Sarah Rice and the rest of our little company doing our show, Thank You for Your Love, which is our tribute to Jones and Schmidt, because both of us knew them personally. And, in fact, Tom is still a dear friend. We lost Harvey 2 years ago now. But, you know, we have so many stories to tell that are our own because they're our experiences, and we sing their wonderful songs, and we have a harp, which they wrote for a harp and piano quite a bit, and so that, you know, that's a very special part of the way they wrote things, and we have, you know, we had a good possibility that we were doing some bookings, but nobody knows what's going to happen to some of those theaters now. And we did also, Stuart and I booked 8 house concerts again. We had this wonderful experience here in our own home where we could seat 30 people comfortably because we built a great room when we built this house. And we would have an hour first with wine and soft drinks and light food and, you know, then a concert for an hour and a half or so with a special guest, usually Paula and or Sarah. And Hal Robinson was our El Gallo, was her El Gallo, her very first El Gallo in the Fantastics. He is in our show. And we just can't believe that we sort of can't get this together right now. We did a showcase of it in January, and that went very well, but now we're waiting. So those are some of the things that I might be doing, and instead I'm out in the garden getting dirty, which is really great joy for me, and,
right.
and I think it keeps me going.
Right.
So and
well,
go
ahead. I'm so
and
sorry.
Paula and I were, you know, had to. We had some bookings too, and we were going back to the winery because we had sold out, and we were going to do another one, and that was canceled. So we're just hoping that live performance can find its way back into being. It's very, very difficult to protect people properly and perform for them live, and still, you know, pay your expenses when people need to be separated. It's a very tough time for live performance.
Exactly. Yes, I know.
But there's nothing quite like it. So.
Right. Well, I'm hoping.
And there's also a documentary being made about Paula.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, when is that
going to
come out?
Well, we don't know yet because some of the pieces of it that were scheduled to be shot could not be. Some of them, this team of people from a company called Out of the Woods Productions has been sort of following us around for the last year and a half, and they've caught us in live performance and, you know, and in life, and it's our story. They're fans, and they wanted to do this. So we still need to pick up many pieces of that and do them when it's safe and a good time to do them. So we're waiting on that too. It's not like there's nothing happening. It's just like there's nothing happening.
Right, and nothing happening around people. That's all. You're doing it. You just can't do it around people. Now, I'm hoping when I have the opportunity to finally catch up with Richard, you'll be in the vicinity, because I'd love nothing more than to spend the evening with you guys and hang out.
Well, that would be wonderful. You know, Richard and Dan have been here, and we have been there. And Dan, Richard's husband, brought me all of this bamboo. He cut down a lot of the bamboo in their garden. And he brought me all these poles that I've been propping things up with. So I think about them all the time.
Oh, good. Well, I know you you had a little, your heartstring was being tugged in regard to all the kids who couldn't have their prom this year either.
Oh,
and
God.
And you did a little version from Greece. Do you want us to play that for you tonight?
Well, you know, I just thought to myself, and I think about these kids, because I have any number of times spent at least part of the day with a high school group that's about to do Greece in their high school.
Mm.
To work with their characters, to answer their questions, to tell them what it was like in the beginning, and to remind them that they're part of the legacy of Greece, because the fact that this keeps happening in high schools all over the country, all over the world, you know, the show is always alive somewhere. And
right,
I just
right.
finished working with some kids up in Westchester County, and they were wonderful, and we did some nice work together. It was just for a day, but it was intense, and they were terrific, and they never got to do it.
Right.
They never got to do it. And I tried to tell them that when you do something like this, it's brave, and it's something you've never done before. You learn something about yourself and your friends, and you learn that you can take on something new and challenging and learn from it, even if you don't reach the goal. Of course, that's not very comforting, but I tried. So,
right.
And then I was saying to Stuart, you know, Sandy doesn't get to go to her prom in the original Broadway production, and she's sitting at home by the radio, and this pop song comes on, and it's called Raining on Prom Night. And I thought, boy, you know, it's rained on their proms, it's rained on their graduations, not in typical rain fashion, but let's say put a damper on things.
Yeah.
And then this, which is from the album, Kathy Moss is the voice coming out of the radio. She was the original Cha-Cha. Kathy's no longer living, and toward the end of her life, we did a big evening in a smaller Broadway theater to honor her, and people from the Broadway shows that she's been in were all on stage together and all performed things from the shows that she had been in. And we had some Grease people there too, and Kathy was terrific. So that's her voice that you're hearing along with mine. So Sandy's in her bathrobe, and she's sitting there singing along with this song, but it's too much like real life for her.
Yeah. Well, folks, for you guys, my son graduated this year, so I know we missed out. It rained on our parade as well. So, John, we're going to play Rain on Prom Night with Carol and Kathy. What, Johnny?
It doesn't
John?
Show that I could play. I can't play it on my end, Joanne. Can you press the button on your end? Because it won't allow me.
Let's see. All right, let's see if we can try it. I think it's
there we go.
Rain on Prom Night.
I was deprived
That's Kathy.
Of young girl's dream by the cruel force of nature from the blue. Instead of a night full of rose. heart was a runny nose and Asiatic flu. It's raining on prom night. My hair is a mess. It's running all over my taffeta dress. Quilting, the quilting in my maiden form. And mascara flows right down my nose because of the on prom night. Oh, my darling, what can I do? I miss you. It's raining rain from the sky, and it's raining real tears from my eyes over you. Oh, dear God, make him feel the same way I do right now. Make him want to see me again. Oh, what can I do?
Good. I could definitely hear your voice for sure when you came in. I could hear you. That's so cute. So nice. Oh.
We don't hear it often, but it's not the kind of, not a big show song, you know, but I just thought it's appropriate for now.
Yeah,
it's a different flu, Asiatic flu.
Exactly. When I heard that, I was like, I even got the flu in there. Oh, God, so nice. Oh, Carol, I have to tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. I mean, I don't know about for John, but for me, when I do the show, it's almost like a bucket list thing for me, and I kick a dent in that can every show because I speak to, we may not be meeting personally, you know, face to face, but over the phone and just getting to know you, it's just a wonderful treat for me and amazing. And I just can't thank you enough for joining us. And I, again, thank you so much.
Well, I enjoyed very much being with you, and I'm sending you love from Paula. And
oh, thank
I,
you.
And
yes,
I,
please.
You know, we've been incarcerated because of our advanced age, our doctor says. But try and stop us normally, but, you know, we listened. So
right.
it's very refreshing to be able to spend some time with you, even if we can't see each other. And I thank
right.
you so much for this opportunity.
Oh,
we enjoyed
thank you,
it
Carol.
Very much.
And
thank you,
yes,
John.
And all
well,
the
I
want
to thank
too.
Carol for just, you know,
yes.
being part of my childhood. You know, I watched
too.
It on WPIX, and, you know, that was part of my life growing up. And thank you so much.
Well, I'm
yes,
glad we could be
you.
There for you. People tell
yes.
us that we made them feel safe. And I
yes.
guess
that's right.
something that people need a lot right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I hope you
innocent.
Can remember it. It does that for you.
Yeah, it was innocence, it was wholesome, it was truth, it was raw, it was good, and, you know, it was everything all rolled up into one, and it was peaceful and calming, like you said, and we need more of that. We need a lot
yes,
more of that.
We do.
We need a lot more of that right now. So, but Carol, thank you again, and like I said, definitely for sure, when I come out to see Richard, I hope you're there. Because I would love to meet you.
Well,
I really
you know,
would. So.
Let us know, and maybe we can work something out.
Okay. Well,
okay?
It would be
a joy to meet you. It really would.
Oh, thank
so,
you. It'd be no. The,
okay.
the pleasure would be mine. Believe me. So
well, thank
but,
you, everyone
Carol,
who called in and everybody who's listening.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
I'll just say, see ya, see ya.
Hope you had a good
time.
Oh, thank you. Carol, thank you so much. You take care. And
you too.
Stay in touch. And all the best to you. And hopefully we do see you soon.
That would be
bye,
wonderful.
Bye, Carol.
Bye-bye,
bye, Carol. Thank you.
Bye,
take
Joanne.
Care.
I know bye. Your next guest is going to be a lot of fun. Have a good time. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was so nice. See ya. You recognize the song, right, Donnie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was nice. What'd you think of Bridge Over Troubled Water?
Oh,
I mean,
beautiful.
Was that phenomenal or what? I mean, it just really made me, when I first heard it. When we get the music, I don't like to listen to them until we hear them for the first time so I can be really, really honest, you know, with what I hear. But when I heard it, I just couldn't help it. And it was just so good. And the rain on prom night, how apropos is that for what's going on with these poor kids that they get to prom and all that? So. But.
Well, I was listening to it before we went on air, and something happened to my button. I couldn't play the rain on prom night anymore. It wouldn't allow me to play it.
You stopped the rain. You stopped the rain. Well, I have to apologize to Mr. Anson Williams. Unfortunately, we ran a little long with Carol, so we will have to reschedule Anson for another date. I'm sure that won't be a problem. So we'll wait to see when he's free and when we are free as well, and we will get Anson back on the show for you guys. In the meantime, again, thank you to our callers, our listeners, our guests, Carol Demas and the High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. Let's hope we fill that place up real soon when we open up the doors to everywhere. And Precious Memory Video in Kentnersville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, and our newest member to our family, which I am extremely proud of as well as our other sponsors and family members to the show, the Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake Cancer Respite Foundation. If you guys want to help out with donations or need to find out information about how you and your family can take advantage of the For Pete's Sake Cancer Respite Foundation, please go to their website, takeabreakfromcancer.org, and their CEO and co-founder, Marcy Schenkweiler, I'm sure she'd be more than happy to talk to you. And again, she has given her and her foundation has given my family a trip of a lifetime, and we are so grateful for it, and we appreciate it beyond thank you. I mean, the word thank you is not enough, and I will do what I can to help her spread the word and get the word out there for folks who need help with Take a Break from Cancer.org. So, Johnny Boy, anything you want to add, honey?
No, that's about it. A great show today.
Yeah, very nice. A lot of fun. And who do we have on Sunday? Sunday. Steve Bluestein. He is, I believe, I don't want to say he's the director, but he, you know what, I'm not 100%. But he definitely ran and was in charge of behind the scenes of all our favorite variety shows back in the 70s. Remember the Brady Bunch Variety Hour, the Donnie and Marie Show, all those shows.
Yeah.
So he's got some stories to tell, that's for sure. And also a very interesting guest that I find is Mario A.C. Della Casa. He's the creator of a lot of props in a lot of the shows that we've seen. But one in particular that I could mention off the top of my head is the I Dream of Jeannie bottle. So that's pretty cool. And then, of course, on the 17th, we have Mr. Joe Alves, who we've been promising to get back on the show because we had to reschedule, unfortunately, because we ran long one night. And Joe is the production designer of The Shark in Jaws, and he's got some stories to tell, too. So we've got an amazing month, and next month is filling up nicely, too. Can't wait, and thank you all. Johnny Boy, thank you. You know I love you, and have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Excellent. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, and as Carol said, see ya.
See ya.
Take care. Good night, all. Thank you. Bye-bye.